Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Dáil's been told there's a need for a multi-annual plan to expand capacity and increase staffing at Letterkenny University Hospital. The Taoiseach says asylum seekers in this country are not a threat to society. Calls are made for extra staff to be allocated to St Eunan's National School in Raphoe to facilitate an ASD classroom. A man's been hospitalised following a crash in Letterkenny, and today marks the 50th anniversary of the death of Michael Leonard, the 24-year-old Donegal man shot dead by the RUC at Brookhill in Fermanagh near the Donegal border. Later in the bulletin, Jordan McDade's here with sport. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with today's discussion in the Dáil on health, and TDs were told there is a need for a multi-annual plan to expand capacity and increase staffing at Letterkenny University Hospital. Deputy Pearse Doherty told the Dáil that figures released to Sinn Féin show more than 1,000 appointments were cancelled by Letterkenny Hospital in the first 4 months of this year alone. He also pointed out Seilte has not been given any new beds, despite the fact that overcrowding, particularly in emergency departments, is getting worse. W. Doherty said the bottom line is lives are being lost.
This week, but to my party's health spokesperson, show that more than 85,000 hospital appointments were cancelled in the first 4 months of the year across the state. And in my hospital, in Letterkenny University Hospital, more than 1,000 appointments were cancelled in the first 4 months of this year. And Minister, when we talk about waiting times and cancelled appointments, we are talking about far more than a nuisance of patients being forced to wait. We're talking about delayed diagnosis. We're talking about the development of further complications that would not have happened had patients been treated when they needed to be. We're talking about life and death. And the facts are, and these are the facts, that patients are dying in my county and in the North West as a result of all of this. And it has to stop. The situation at Letterkenny University Hospital is unacceptable. It is failing to meet the needs of the people of Donegal and indeed of the staff of that hospital. Myself and my colleague, Pádraig McLaughlin, has raised the issues of concern at Letterkenny University Hospital for years now. We've repeatedly raised the need for additional capacity, for more staffing numbers, and calls that are falling on deaf ears of government. A multi-annual plan is needed to expand hospital capacity, to increase staff numbers, and that plan must be put in place. So while Sinn Féin and government would invest in health and services in Letterkenny University Hospital, action needs to be taken now. We can't wait for it any longer. It is ridiculous what is happening, and lives are being put at risk as a result of it.
Deputy Pearse Doherty speaking in Dáil Éireann earlier today. The Taoiseach says asylum seekers in this country are not a threat to society. There have been protests outside a hotel accommodating asylum seekers in Clare this week. The Integration Minister has told Clare TDs and Senators that the hotel in Inch will not be closing. Last Friday in Dublin, a fire was lit on a laneway in which asylum seekers were staying in tents, while on Monday night a firework was thrown at an accommodation centre for asylum seekers in Buncrana. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says some groups are spreading fear and hate. And that, he says, is completely wrong.
Now, we have accommodated unprecedented numbers this year, over and above anything ever experienced since the foundation of the state. And that has created strains and pressures. But I think we need to, as a society, be very clear that many of the people coming forward are not a threat to society or to our communities, as sometimes is presented wrongly by some groups.
Calls are being made for extra staff to be allocated to St Eunan's National School in Raphoe in order to facilitate an ASD classroom. The school has a spare room, a sensory room and a sensory garden on the premises. However, the Dáil was told last evening that there are no plans to provide extra staff at the moment. Well, Gerard is a parent at St Eunan's National School. His son Jamie was diagnosed with ASD in 2021 and is currently in preschool. Gerard says Jamie won't have the same community experience as his older sister if he has to go to school elsewhere.
But the department has turned him down now for the resourcing. Look, everything's there, but fire the teacher, and they won't give them the resources. For us, like we're kind of our biggest problem is we'll have to take Jamie out of the community. The department's coming and saying, there's classes in Dromore, there's space for you in St Johnson and all. But we don't want to have to put our son on their bus and take him out of the community to a different school.
His siblings all swing that school, isn't he? Or she?
That's right. We have a sister, Emily, is at the school, and also his two cousins are also at the school. You know, and we have a good rapport with the school, and they know us, they know the family. And you know, it's a crying shame, Greg. For example, for wait, Emily, like, she was down to the shop with me, and we're in the shop, and she's saying, "Oh, look, there's wee Mickey from my class," and they're waving, they're speaking, they're coming out, and they're all happy. You know, like, Emily was at school the last day, and she come back, and she was saying her full football club was in doing PE with him. You know, "I want to join the football club," and she joined the football club. Now we're friends. Like, Jimmy's going to miss all that. He's going to be taken out of the community.
That was Ger there speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. A man's been hospitalised following a crash in Letterkenny today. Gardaí and emergency services were called to the scene of a two-car collision in the Gortlea Road area shortly after 10 o'clock this morning. The man was brought to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment for what Gardaí have described as non-life-threatening injuries. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the death of Michael Leonard, a 24-year-old Donegal man shot dead by the RUC at Brookhill in Fermanagh near the Donegal border. New evidence recently emerged in British Ministry of Defence records, and members of his family recently met with the Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin, calling for a fresh inquest into his death. That meeting was facilitated by Councillor Micheál Nocton. He says justice demands that this case be reopened.
Today marks the 50th anniversary of Michael Leonard, that, as you rightly said, Michael was killed basically at the age of 24, and that on the way home from Baleek to his family home in Petticoat, that he was murdered by the RUC, and the first inquest in 1973 basically gives false information. I mean, and what we've been trying to do over the last years and that is trying to get a new inquest, and no later than 2 months ago we met with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and that it, with the Leonard family, in relation to getting a new inquest into the death of Michael Leonard, because we feel that basically 50 years is too long for anybody to wait for justice. And we're hoping now that the authorities, basically working with Northern Ireland, that basically can get a new inquest into the death of Michael Leonard.
You've been pursuing this for a long time yourself personally. As you've said, you've met with Leonard family on numerous occasions and you've facilitated meetings at the highest level. Are you getting any sense, either from Dublin, from Stormont or from London, that there is a political will to actually finally answer the questions that are outstanding?
Yes, I mean, you know, basically from our meeting with Micheál Martin, and Micheál was basically, you know, basically full of support behind it and that, and we see basically, you know, with the McInnesby case and that, mean, and also we see with our UC soldier basically as well in Oma, that basically so are dealing with some cases where we just want now to get the Michael Leonard case opened up again and basically get a fresh inquest, because basically in fairness to the Leonard family, they're not here for a pound of flesh. They just want to basically get the truth and to get justice basically for their son and brother that was killed 50 years ago today.
Councillor Micheál Nocton there. Well, another major anniversary that falls today is that of the Dublin Monaghan bombings. Today was the 49th anniversary of those atrocities. The Taoiseach this afternoon slammed a British government bill that would give amnesty to those responsible for such atrocities. He said that bill is not fit for purpose while addressing a memorial event marking the anniversary. Tom Douglas reports.
Musicians played while family members laid flowers at a landmark here on Dublin's Talbot Street, where one of four Loyalist bombs exploded on this day in 1974. Two of the other three exploded almost at the same time in Dublin City, the third about 90 minutes later in Monaghan. Broadcaster Vincent Brown was among the first on the scene here on Talbot Street.
At some stage, rumour went round that another bomb was going to explode. We hid in a doorway, as though that would protect us.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin called out the British government's Peace and Reconciliation Bill in his speech.
A bill that is universally opposed by all political parties on this island. I've been clear in my opposition to the bill. It is not fit for purpose as it stands.
Aidan Shields lost his mother here on Talbot Street that day. He says she was a dedicated sports fan.
Football, hurling, dog racing, gambling, horse, anything to do. Now, she wasn't a gambler, but she was a Tipperary woman, out and out, and loved hurling.
In total, 33 people and an unborn baby died that day. Survivors and family members called again for justice at today's memorial. Tom Douglas on Talbot Street in Dublin.
The Minister for Tourism anticipates the recruitment of a nighttime advisor for Buncrana will get underway shortly. It's part of Minister Catherine Martin's announcement of up to €1 million in funding for local museums and galleries across the country to support the nighttime economy. The pilot scheme will provide funding of up to €10,000 to help re-energise and revitalise nighttime economies in Irish villages and towns. Catherine Martin says she expects the remaining posts in Galway, Longford, Buncrana and Sligo to be filled shortly.
The new advisors will help drive and support a more sustainable nighttime economy in their specific areas. They will work with businesses, with communities, with venues, with residents and artists to create a more vibrant nightlife for all and bring increased vitality to our city and town centres in a safe and sustainable way.
Police in Derry say they're becoming increasingly concerned for the safety of a teenager who's been missing from the city since earlier this week. 16-year-old Waleed Safi is believed to have left his address in the Waterside area on Monday. He's described as having dark hair. He speaks little English. Police believe Waleed may be travelling to Belfast or attempting to make his way to England. Anyone with information that can assist police is asked to contact them. Junior Minister Anne Rabbitt says she's not satisfied with the level of communication in Donegal after it emerged recently that residents in Ardguenya Court would be relocated by the HSE to decongregated settings. That's a decision that families were not consulted on by the HSE. Questioned in the Dáil by Deputy Thomas Pringle, Minister Rabbitt said a safeguarding assurance exercise is due to commence in June.
I would have met with family members in the last 6 weeks. I also met with the whistleblower, and it's unfortunate to see that the lack of communication, which was there in 2018, is still there. I'm currently developing a safeguarding assurance exercise to be undertaken by an independent expert, which would build on the improvements in safeguarding already underway in CHO1. My hope is to ensure that the voice of residents and their families, as well as those working in the area, contribute to the ongoing effort to continue strengthening safeguarding policy and practice. The aim, which is the question you have asked me about the support, the aim would be to have it set up and running by the end of June.
HICWA has found a Letterkenny nursing home offers a good standard of care to its patients, but non-compliances were noted in the areas of governance and management and fire precautions. An unannounced inspection was carried out at Archview Lodge Nursing Home in Letterkenny in January. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The centre was found to be substantially compliant in terms of premises, but it was noted repairs were needed to some assistive equipment, and some grab rails in toilet areas were found to be insufficient. Inspectors found infection prevention and control processes required improvement to comply with national standards. The provider's fire safety precautions came under scrutiny, with a number of issues identified with fire doors. HICWA noted that care plans of four residents with responsive behaviours were not sufficiently developed. Under the heading of healthcare, the centre was deemed to be substantially compliant with a number of issues identified. The report concludes that in a follow submission, the centre noted that the issues identified had been addressed.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Jordan McDade.
Thanks, Donal. First to football. Manchester City defender Kyle Walker believes his teammates have to enjoy what is a pivotal week in their season. City can win the Premier League title this weekend, but tonight their aim is to reach the final of the Champions League. City host holders Real Madrid in the semi-finals with the tie level at 1-1. Walker says they're desperate to win a first European Cup.
The club's missing that one. The club's missing that one. And I think for, you know, the owners, the amount of, you know, money that they've pumped into this club, the investment that they've done, you know, we owe that to them.
Kickoff is at 8 and the winners will play Inter Milan in next month's final in Istanbul. It's scoreless between Middlesbrough and Coventry going into the second leg of their championship playoff semi-final. The game starts at 8 and Luton will await the winners. There was a 3:30 start to the Republic of Ireland's first game at the Under-17s European Championship in Hungary. Ireland are currently trailing Poland 5-1 in Budapest. Ike Orazi had given Ireland the lead just after 5 minutes. In secondary school football, Skullmurra Buncrana were defeated earlier in the Under-14s FAI School's First Year Boys National Cup Final by St Francis College, Rochestown. The full-time score was 3-2. In boxing news, Katie Taylor says Saturday's homecoming fight against Chantel Cameron will be the biggest fight of her career. The undisputed lightweight champion has been holding a public workout today in Dundrum. Taylor says the prospect of her first professional fight on Irish soil is bringing back a lot of memories.
I was reminded back the first time I actually said put on a pair of gloves as a 9 or 10 year old, just all the sacrifices year in year out that I made, all the obstacles that were in my way from a young age. Now here we are, women's boxing again is headlining a huge show, and we're going to be the centre of attention in the whole boxing world again, and I'm just so grateful for this journey. It's been amazing.
To golf, Roy McIlroy will bid to banish his Masters disappointment at the US PGA Championship this week. The second major of this year starts at Oak Hill in New York tomorrow. The last of McIlroy's four majors came in 2014, but he's comfortable with his legacy in the game.
Like, if I don't win another tournament for the rest of my career, I still see my career as a success. So I still stand up here as a successful person in my eyes, and that's what defines that.
In motorsport, Formula One president Stefano Domenicali says they didn't want to place any extra burden on the Emilia-Romagna region. This weekend's Grand Prix at Imola has been cancelled due to heavy flooding in the area. They took the decision as it was not safe to stage the race this weekend. On the cycling front, Pascal Egerman won today's 11th stage of the Giro d'Italia, getting the best of a sprint in Tortona. Grant Thomas retains the leader's pink jersey with a second lead over Primoz Roglic. Eddie Dunbar moved up two places to 7th on the general classification. Conor McGoldrick of Trek Richardson won today's opening stage of the Ras Tolton. He edged Dan Gardner in the line in Burr. Foyle cycling Joe Laverick was 3rd. Finally, in horse racing, there are 7 races on the flat at Cork this evening, with the first off in the next few minutes. Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall has 2 rides there and will be looking to continue his good form after yesterday's double at Killarney. That's your sport for today. Back to you, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed. Jordan, around 76,000 air customers could be entitled to a refund because of overcharging. The company is to pay a penalty of €2.45 million after enforcement action by Comreg. Technology correspondent Jess Kelly has been outlining when the overcharging occurred.
This follows a Comreg investigation into 2 separate periods of overcharging, from June 2018 to March 2019, and for a year between September 2019 and 2020. The company is also going to introduce measures to improve its billing process by the end of this year at the latest.
The Dáil has been told that recent comments from the Transport Minister have led to grave fears that the N17 will not receive the investment it needs over the next number of years, particularly on the stretch between Sligo and Knock. If that happens, South Donegal Deputy Marion Harkin warned, then people from all over the northwest will be affected, particularly those travelling to medical appointments in Galway. Minister Heather Humphreys stressed the government is committed to the route, but Deputy Harkin says it's vital that that's borne out by action. If not, she warned, then it could be a very long time before the necessary work is done.
A few weeks ago, Minister Eamon Ryan visited Sligo and indicated to council officials that there will be no funding available for the Knock to Clooney N17 road scheme for the foreseeable future. This means the effective abandonment by your government for this upgrade, because not in the foreseeable future means more than 20 years away and less than 100. Minister, at that point, it's more likely to be beam me up, Scotty, than laying concrete. And I remember, Minister, the fanfare when your government launched Project 2040 in Sligo before the last election, and the N17 was a central part of your plan. So in the interests of those who live and work in the northwest and west, and who, for example, rely on the N17 as the main artery to a cancer care centre of excellence in Galway, I am asking that you confirm that it is the policy
Thank
of your
you,
government
Deputy.
To provide the necessary
Thank
and timely
you.
Funding for the upgrade of the That's N17. Fair.
Thank you, Deputy, and I can confirm that it is this government's policy to improve vital pieces of infrastructure. There's a number of them that have been mentioned in this House, and can I just say that I will raise the issue of the N17 with Minister Ryan, and I do appreciate that, as you said, it's a main artery to a hospital.
The Coherlock of the Glenties Municipal District is again calling for the culling of deer. It comes after another deer was found deceased on the N56 this morning outside Creasla. Car parts were also found along the road, as well as a calf that's believed to have been birthed as a result of the collision. Well, Councillor Michael McClafferty says he's not the only one seeking action.
I've been calling for a call now for some time at Creasla in the Glenties area. Other people have been highlighting this as well, as my colleagues have. For example, Professor Neil Colin Gillespie, he lived there a few months ago, back over there around the Lowenduri, around that area, where a deer hit the ambulance and killed. So obviously the ambulance was out of commission as well that day. I'm not sure what the circumstances of the ambulance were, whether it's going to a case or coming back from a case, but either way, the ambulance was put off the road then for a period of time. There was another serious accident there, subsequent to that, then a couple of weeks afterwards, then, in that general catchment area again over there, where a colleague of mine, Mary Therese, highlighted as well. On that occasion, there was a small child involved in that occasion in the car, got highly traumatised at the time as a result of that, narrowly escaped injury, as the photos would show, of the damage in the car.
Weather forecast: dry this evening with a mix of cloud and some hazy sunny spells, light to moderate southwest to west winds. Tonight staying largely dry, again a mix of cloud and clear spells, lows of 5 to 9 degrees Celsius in light southwest or variable breezes, moderate along the west coast, mainly dry to start tomorrow with outbreaks of rain during the morning. It'll become drier and brighter in the afternoon with some sunny spells developing, highs of 14 to 18 degrees Celsius with light to moderate southwest to west breezes. And that's Highland Radio News. Looking at the headlines, the Dáil's been told there is a need for a multi-annual plan to expand capacity and increase staffing at Letterkenny University Hospital. The Taoiseach has said asylum seekers in this country are not a threat to society. There were protests outside a hotel accommodating asylum seekers in Clare this week. Last Friday in Dublin, a fire was lit on a laneway in which asylum seekers were staying in tents, while on Monday night, a firework was thrown at an accommodation centre in Buncrana. There are calls for extra staff to be allocated at St Eunan's National School in Raphoe to facilitate an ASD classroom. The school does have a spare room, a sensory room and a sensory garden, but it does not have the staff. And the Dáil was told last evening there are no plans to provide staff at this moment. And today marks the 50th anniversary of the death of Michael Leonard, a 24-year-old man from Pettigo who was shot dead by the RUC at Brookhill in Fermanagh as he was travelling home. The shooting happened close to the Donegal border. Councillor Michael Nocton of Donegal says that an inquest in 1973 had false information and it needs to be replaced. Well, we're back with news headlines again at 6. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening.
The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, May the 17th. The death has occurred in Castlemilk, Glasgow, of William Burke, formerly Monfad, Newton Cunningham. Prayers will be offered on Saturday evening at 6:30 at Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham. Mass can be viewed on newtonclayparish.com. Funeral will take place in Glasgow on Tuesday morning at 10:00 with cremation afterwards. The death has taken place of Brendan McCrossan, 68A, Curly Hill Road, Strabane, reposing at his late home. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Funeral from his late home on Friday morning, leaving at 9:30 for 10:00 Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, followed by cremation at Lakelands Crematorium. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, in lieu to Foyle Hospice, care of Eugene McDade at McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Dungiven. The death has taken place of Anna Rita McLaughlin, Ballylusky, Carndonagh. Anna Rita will be reposing at her home today until 10:00 and tomorrow from 11:00 until 10:00. Funeral Mass will take place at the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, on Friday afternoon at 1:00, followed by cremation at Lakelands Crematorium, County Cavan, on Saturday afternoon at 1:00. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of flowers to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Angela Kelly, Coolboy, Letterkenny, reposing at her home from 8:00 tonight. Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan, at 11:00 on Friday morning, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Reposing at her home from 8:00 until 10:00 today and tomorrow from 11:00 until 10:00. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred of William John McLaughlin, Drumadue, Burnfoot, reposing at Murphy's Funeral Home today until 9:00 and tomorrow from 4:00 until 5:30, followed by removal to St Mary's Church Fawn, arriving at 6:00 to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Friday at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy funeral directors. The death has taken place of Bridget Ellis, née Carr, Bangor, Glencolum Kill, County Donegal. Wake in her daughter Anne White's residence at Lochris Point Ardra until 11 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 11 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday to arrive at St. Columba's Church Cashel, Glencolum Kill for 1 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass will be streamed on mcnmedia.tv. The death has occurred of Edward, Eddie Callaghan, Kinletcher, Ballybuffet. Funeral from his late residence on Friday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill at 11 o'clock. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The house is strictly private to the family only, please. The death has occurred of Ella Doherty, Earth, late of Chernaleague, Carndonagh, reposing at her home. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. And the death has occurred of Mary O'Flanagan, née McHugh, Cessna Cully, Rafoe, formerly Tuam. Reposing at her late residence, Cessna Cully, funeral leaving her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St. Junan's Church, Rafoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.